Obviously, very disappointing finish to the game. What I told the players is when something happens, when something, when some sort of adversity strikes, we got to do a much better job of being able to respond to that. Give up the long touchdown run on the blitz. It wasn't very well executed in terms of how we blitzed on that play and missed some tackles, but that happened. Now we have to be able to come back, create something on special teams, create something on offense, come back the next series on defense, and respond to it. And there's no magic potion to this. It's not going to happen from somebody outside the room. It's going to happen from us. And you can't win games giving up big plays, giving up four sacks, not running the ball effectively, and being 2-for-12 on third down. And we identified some core guys on their special teams, and those guys are still able to make the tackles. So those are things that, you know, have to be, one, understood, and two, executed. But I think the most important thing we have to do collectively is to learn how to respond when those things happen. Because it's going to happen in every game that we play, and it happens to every team each week, and you have to be ready to respond to those things. So with that, I'll open up to questions. I think it's a combination of things. I think that we have to run the ball better than we ran the ball. I thought there were times last week where we ran it very effectively, and there were times today where we ran it effectively. And that helps sustain drives. It helps manage the third down situation so you're not in third and long. You get enough third and longs in a game, your third down conversion rate is going to be very small. And well, that's one thing that'll help us. We've got to be able to take advantage of opportunities when they're there. So if the receiver's open, be able to get the ball to him or hold up in protection consistently. And there's a lot of areas that we need to improve. And I don't think it's just one specific area. But I can definitely say that being able to sustain drives would help us offensively and would help us as a team. There were definitely some opportunities for him to get to some receivers that were open, and there were some plays where where I thought that, you know, there were nice throws, but it's like the group, it's consistency. First quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. I think that I'm not sure when it was in the fourth quarter when they hit the pass there, the little out route, but I think it was pretty deep into the third quarter. I think it's more identifying what we need to do and understanding how we're going to have to do it, which is when things shift, be able to shift it back. And as I said, it's not. You can try a lot of different things in terms of scheming it, and or you could do the base things that got you to the point you were as well as you did it earlier, and if not as well, better.
When you got the ball way down there near the goal line early on, how much of a lost opportunity is that not being able to punch it in and maybe give you
red area, you want to be able to punch it in each time you get that chance, and I thought we had a really good chance. I thought we had a chance on the first play. Didn't quite get where we wanted it to go, but that was a great opportunity to start the game in a really positive way. Special teams gives us the ball, and have good field position, then to be able to come down and convert. Yeah, that's a nice way to start the game.
Is there any temptation to see what the other quarterback can do?
No, what I'm looking to do, Tony, really is to play better across the board. It's really that, because the offense had nothing to do with the two long defensive plays, and that's a risk you take when you blitz. You know, if you blitz and you don't hit the right gaps and you don't get to the quarterback, then you leave the corners out in the aisle. And then the corner's got to be able to, if the ball's completed, make the tackle. If you blitz on a run, you got to be sound in the backside gaps. So if they cut it back, you're there to make the play. And if it does break free, the second level defenders have to be able to limit it to a 15-yard gain and not a 60-yard gain. And there are opportunities on both those plays to maybe not get home with the pressure, but certainly not have it turn into what it turned into.
Did you say anything to Mac after the snap? Is he just trying to get his head up too quick to block?
I didn't see his head necessarily on that play. You know, that snap was a little bit low, I think, more so than the issue that we corrected last week, where the snap was a little bit higher, and that's another thing. I mean, that's the most basic play in football, the quarterback-center exchange, and you put the ball on the ground on the 9-yard line, give it to him, it's a problem. You put the ball on the ground anytime, it's a problem. Put it on the ground on the 9-yard line, it's a real problem. Well, I think that in that situation, the difficulty for any offensive lineman is guys are able to tee off, and that's not saying that we shouldn't have done a better job blocking them, but you put yourself as an offense in that position, and they can do a lot more things than they could do when the game is tight and when you have the option to run the full range of plays. When you start getting into limited options, there's a lot of information going to the other side.
Do you have enough guys in there to win for the player?
Yeah, there's plenty of players in there that we can win. And the way that we need to do it is by addressing the problems that we have. And it's not some big mystery. It's things that are correctable, controllable, and this didn't control them.
The Browns as a team as you got the last season. Have they vastly improved, or do you think it was more of you guys just not performing well?
I think they've done a good job defensively. I think they've got a group of guys that work well together, communicate well together. And they've added a lot of different parts. They do some nice things in terms of how they attack an offense each week. So without studying their defense last year, just looking at it this year, I think they've done a lot of positive things. All right.